Dictation for Michael Rosland, R-O-S-L-U-N-D, April 2963, address as a letter to Dr. Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, Lobert, L-O-U, B as in boy, E-R-T as in today, M-D, at PACE, P-A-C-E, 9535801. Dear Dr. Lobert, consultation for Mr. Rosland. Multiple medical issues, recent emergency room visit, November the 3rd, for recurrent kidney stone. Bilateral flank pain, minor hydronephrosis on the right side, a stone on the right ureteral pelvic area, associated acute on chronic renal failure with creatinine rising to 2.3, did not require admission, did follow up with urology Dr. Liu, L-I-U, no further procedures. He might already have passed the stone. He doesn't know what kind of stones he has. He's not doing any specific diet for that purpose. Repeat chemistry shows improvement with returning to baseline. Right now, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, or bleeding. There is nocturia, enlarging of the prostate on treatment. Right now, no cloudiness or blood. He has severe neuropathy, unsteadiness, but no recent falling episode. Has used in the past a cane. No gross claudication symptoms, no gangrene or discolor of the toes. Chronic chest pain, non-history of coronary artery disease, bypass and stent. Presently no major dyspnea, no coffee sputum production, does have sleep apnea, uses a CPAP machine for the last 6 months. He's a smoker, chronic cough, no pleural material hemoptysis, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for long-term history of grand mal seizures, presently following with Dr. Ma, M-A, last episode within the last 4-6 months on Keppra. Question history of kidney stone, but not isolated or the type of stone. Smoker, probably chronic bronchitis, sleep apnea on treatment, anxiety, depression, prior admissions to psychiatry unit, hypertension, peripheral neuropathy, diabetic retinopathy, coronary artery disease, prior bypass and stent, denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TAS or a stroke, denies chronic liver disease, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, anemia, remote history of gout, congestive heart failure, hypogonadism, migraine, next paragraph, surgeries including left-sided carpal tunnel, left shoulder rotator cuff surgery, four vessel coronary artery bypass, that was 2007 Saginaw, since then four stents. Some trauma to the left-sided number four digit, status post-surgery. Next paragraph, side effects to sulfa, theophylline for asthma, and exenatide, E-X-E-N-A-T-I-D-E, bee stings. Next paragraph, medications at home includes Abilify, A-B-I-L-I-F-Y, Norvasc, a number of topical steroids for skin psoriasis, Lipitor, Claritin, Flomax, Norco, Hydroxyzine, Keppra, short long-acting insulin, Lisinopril, Zofran, Plavix, Pepcid, Reglan, Requip, Tiroquel, a number of vitamins, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. start smoking age 14, 3 packs per day, presently half a pack per day. Next paragraph, heavy intake of alcohol, beer, discontinued 10 years ago. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. He has done occasionally marijuana. He is presently single, has 4 kids. Next paragraph. On physical exam, weight 282, height 74 inches, blood pressure 140 over 70 on the right, 130 over 70 on the left. Alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no respiratory distress, frequent and cough, no palpable neck masses or phyllo, lymph nodes, carotid bruise or JVD, no localized RALS consolidation, pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap gallop, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness of masses, no tenderness of the costo vertebral angles, minimal peripheral edema, strong popliteal left, minor decrease right, decreased dorsal pedis posterior tibialis bilateral, capillary refill, however, is acceptable, no gangrene, and no gross focal deficits. Next paragraph, creatinine at the time of kidney stone, peak to 2.3, although baseline is around 1.4, 1.6. Repeat blood test on December 15, after he passed the stone, creatinine is 1.5, a normal potassium acid base, present GFR 48 is stage 3, relatively low sodium 134, high glucose in the 300s. There has been anemia, 11.5, with a normal white blood cell platelets, with a MCB 81, phosphorus not elevated, PTH not elevated, one plus of blood in the urine, 100 of protein, no white blood cell or bacteria. In the emergency room, large amount of glucose in the urine. In the emergency room, negative nuclear medicine scan for pulmonary emboli. There was a CT scan, abdomen and pelvis without contrast. Bilateral kidney stones, on the right side, the mild obstruction, a stone on the right, the ureterovesical junction, which likely he already passed. A stress testing back in March 2022. Was negative. It is February 2021, a cardiac cath. Has 3-vessel coronary artery disease with occluded LAD, circumflex, right coronary artery, and subtotal left main artery. The LIMA was open to LAD, although distal LAD is occluded, ALT. The saphenous vein graft to right posterior descender was also open. There are collaterals from the right to the left. The saphenous vein graft to the first obtuse open. There was a severe stenosis on a prior stent. Status post angioplasty successful from 90 down to 20%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute on chronic renal failure. It behaved like a kidney stone. Findings of the CAT scan as indicated above. He might already have passed it. Kidney function is returning to baseline. Next number, CKD stage 3, likely representing a combination of diabetic nephropathy, hypertension. There is proteinuria, but he does not have nephrotic syndrome. Blood pressure in the office is fairly well controlled. He already is on ACE inhibitors, among other blood pressure medications. Discuss with the patient the meaning of kidney disease, the importance of diabetes control, blood pressure control, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Monitor chemistry every 3 months, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There has been anemia but no documented external bleeding. We will do EPO treatment for hemoglobin less than 10. Monitor chemistry every 3 months for potassium, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus, as well as PTH. Presently, no need for phosphorus binders or vitamin D125. Aggressive risk factor modification for his coronary artery disease. Clinically, there is evidence of peripheral vascular disease, but clinically not symptomatic. Continued management of his seizure disorder. I did not change diet for the kidney stones. At some point down the future, we might be able to do a 24-hour urine collection 2 or 3 times to see if there is any risk factor that needs to be modified. In the meantime, more pressing issues are all above diagnosis that needs to be aggressively managed. Plan to see him back on the next 4 months, end of dictation.